Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Austin Bechtel for Fan Headlines. The Pirates are back to 500 at 26-26 overall after a 6-3 loss in extra innings to the Seattle Mariners on Sunday. Eugenio Suarez hit a three-run home run against Robert Stevenson with two out in the bottom half of the 10th inning to win it for Seattle as the Bucks lose 2 out of 3 in the Pacific Northwest. Pirates head to San Francisco today to face off against the Giants. First pitch, 5:05. You can hear it on 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. Rich Hill on the mound for the Bucks, opposite Anthony DeSclafani. Headlines powered by Bowser, celebrating 40 years serving Pittsburgh. And for more Fan headlines, go to 93.7thefan.com.
High fly ball to left field. Going back, and this is going to win the ball game. A towering home run for Eugenio Suarez to win it. Robert Stevenson gives up a three-run homer. Suarez his sixth. The Mariners walk it off on a Suarez home run. It's his sixth. The Mariners win it 6-3.
Pirates lose. That had me texting out, or tweeting out, I should say. I hate sports. A lot of people agreed. The Pirates now 26-26 at 500. And when Austin said that during the headline, it made me briefly feel good. Because usually, when the Pirates get to 500, you go, yay, they're at 500. Yeah, not today. Now I'm sad. Hit me up on Twitter. @_AdamCrowley, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Raymond Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. That phone number, again, 412-928-9370, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Happy Memorial Day. Hope you are all celebrating today. A day off, but also remembering why you have the day off. And, well, when you celebrate, you eat meat, you drink beer, and you play cornhole, which is incredibly overrated. More on that later on in the show. But the Pirates, 26-26. Last year at this exact point, 52 games into the season, the Pirates were 24-28. They had just come off of sweeping the Dodgers. People were getting fairly optimistic given the low expectations. And here's why I'm so bummed out today. The Pirates just 2 games ahead of where last year's team was. Last year's team lost 100 games. Triple-digit losses. The way these Pirates started, that seemed impossible. 20-8 before the month of April was wrapped up. They were 12 games above 500. A game and a half up on the Brewers in first place in the NL Central. Now, I guess the silver lining is you've only lost 3 games in the standings despite going, what, 6-18 since April 29th? You're a game and a half back in Milwaukee right now, half a game out as they've fallen out of a playoff spot in the wild card race. If you're a Pirates fan and you're happy about where they are, I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. If you're like me and you're upset given how they started, I also want to hear from you. But Ben Cherington was asked yesterday on the Ben Cherington Show right here on 93.7 The Fan, where did you think you'd be after 52 games? A good question from Greg Brown.
Did your models project everything is analyzed now in baseball and sports and in the wintertime? Everybody goes over all the numbers and projections. Did your projections internally have the Pirates over 500 through 51 games of the season?
No, and I don't think many others did either. I don't mind saying that. You know, I think the projections are historically, you know, if you look at all the projection systems, and every team has their own, pretty much every team has their own internal ones, and there's plenty that are available publicly. The projection systems are almost always better than a single human being could do. It's based on a ton of data, a ton of information, well-built algorithms, et cetera. And they're still imperfect because projection systems don't know things like, you know, this player getting hurt or this player takes a bigger step of improvement than anyone could have anticipated. Or, you know, this team gets a little bit more luck than this team does. You know, projection systems can't know any of that stuff. So they're not precise. They're just more precise than, you know, I would be if I was doing it on my own, which is why we use them. And they're so valuable because it gives us an anchor, a starting point, a clear-eyed, objective starting point. Okay, this is the model says this is the most likely outcome. So how do we improve on that? And that's really the job. You know, you take the projections. We talk about the staff all the time. The job we have basically is to take the projections and beat them. You know, that's fundamentally what we're being paid and what our job is to do. And that's kind of the fun part of it. You know, like whatever they're telling us, let's prove them wrong. And so we have exceeded, but it's, you know, there's a long way to go. We gotta keep the pedal down and continue to find ways to beat the odds.
So I don't mind Ben Cherington saying that. They didn't think that they would be particularly good this year. However, the week before the season started, on this very program, I believe, he said that they expect to be better this year than they were the year before. And so far, so good, kind of. Two games above where they were last season. I think reasonable people can come from different places on this and have different opinion. And that's why, if you are out there listening on this holiday, and maybe you aren't, I do want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. And on the text line, same number. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. Before the season, if you would have told me O'Neill Cruz is going to go down and not be back until August, that you were going to lose a 760-ish, whatever it is, OPS from G-Man Choi out of the lineup, if you would have told me that JT Brubaker got hurt, that Velasquez, who's part of the rotation, was going to get hurt, if you would have told me all those things, I would have said 26-26 through 52 games, abso-freaking-lutely I'll take that. I also have told you many times on this year program that if the Pirates season this year mirrored 2011, I would have signed up for that in blood. If it would have mirrored 2012, I would have signed up for that. I never thought this was going to be, quote unquote, the year. I always thought it was going to be the year before the year. But as circumstances change, for me, so too should opinion. And when you start out 20-8, when you string together 12 straight quality starts, when you are first place in the NL Central, albeit just through a month, it does change my expectation level. It does make me buy in, and I did buy in. And I did get over my skis, clearly, a little bit, when the Pirates got off to such a good start. When they got to 20-8, I said, I'll give them a 50-50 shot to make the playoffs this year. When they got to 20-8, I said they are going to win more games than they lose. I all but guaranteed it. They're going to win more than they lose, and they got a shot to make the playoffs. Now, I don't feel so good about those things. I still think the starting rotation's pretty good. I love the back end of the bullpen. But when you got guys like Key Brian Hayes, who for a time last year was the highest paid player in franchise history, and he's hitting .221 with a .619 OPS, I mean, the only player who's hitting worse or has a worse OPS that was in the lineup or is in the lineup frequently is Austin Flipping Hedges. Like, they just can't hit. They've got too many guys that are role players that are having to play prominent roles. And that has to do with the injury to O'Neill Cruz. It has to do with the injury to G-Man Choi. No doubt about it. And we'll see what happens with Carlos Santana, who got nicked up in yesterday's game. But where do you come down on the first 52 games for the Pittsburgh Pirates? Are you happy that they're a 500 ball club when even the team's projection said that they weren't going to be a 500 ball club? Or are you like me, and after a hot start, you expected more? I think it's okay either way. I'm not going to yell at you. It's a holiday. Most of you are not working. Maybe you woke up, you want to drink a cup of coffee, ease into your week here. We're not going to yell. We're not going to go back and forth and scream at each other. I just want to know where you come down on these Pittsburgh Pirates because, again, before the season, if you would have told me 500 through 52 games, I would have said, bang, that's fine, that's great. Because the way that Major League Baseball is constructed, three wild card teams, we saw it last year with the Phillies, they got in. They were the last team in. They went to the World Series. But if you are around 500, you are artificially or whatever going to be in this at the end of the year. But the thing now is I believe the writing is on the wall that I don't think this is going to be a 500 baseball team. They sure pitch well enough to be able to hang around it. And if the rotation were healthy, I think I'd have a better outlook on this. But I just don't think they're going to finish above 500. I think they're probably more in line with a 90-loss team. And while I said coming into the year that that would have been good, to cough up a 20-8 record as quickly as they did can't be anything to me other than disappointing. I thought because they got off to such a hot start, if they played simply below average baseball the rest of the way, they were going to be in this thing. Well, as good as their April was, their May was just as bad, if not worse. They haven't won a series this month. Now you got San Francisco, a team that has leapfrogged you in the standings, and then you got St. Louis, which objects in the rearview mirror are closer than they appear. Like, I think St. Louis might finish ahead of them now. I don't believe St. Louis is a great baseball team, not by a long shot. I don't know that there is a great or maybe even good baseball team in the NL Central, but I don't think the Pirates are a good baseball team either. And you'd like to stick to your guns. You'd like to keep perspective. You'd like to say my expectations before the year, as the year continues on, you're able to hold on to those things or remember those things and say, hey, it ain't so bad given where I thought they'd be. But I work in sports talk radio. I'm also a fan. And some fans are able to keep perspective. I'm not that kind of guy. No, I'm nothing but honest when I turn on a microphone and I ride the emotions of being a fan day in and day out. And as a fan, it sucks right now to be a Pirates fan because you tasted it. It's like flowers for Algernon. You saw how good it could taste whenever all things were clicking. And now you know just how bad it's been. And if it were just bad to start the season, apathy would have set in and my Sunday before Memorial Day wouldn't have been ruined because I would have expected losses and I would have just been okay with it. I would have had the game on in the background, but it wouldn't have affected my mood. Well, it affects my mood and I still think they're going to lose 90 games. Where do you come down on the Pirates? Are you like Ben Cherington and you're kind of happy that you've exceeded expectations? Not that I would say he's satisfied. Or are you upset like I am? Because the bar was set so high early, and they fell on hard times. Choking here. Getting emotional talking about the Pirates. Are you like me and you're upset because of the way that they started and the way that May has gone? 412-928-9370 on the text line, also the phone line at 412-928-9370. Coming up next, your thoughts on that opening segment, plus an even scarier thought about these Pirates. It's a Fan Morning Show.
I'm Austin Bechtel for Fan Headlines.
Don't
Pirates
you cough,
lost
Austin.
To the Seattle Mariners yesterday, 6-3 in extra innings as Eugenio Suarez, former Cincinnati Red, down the Bucs with a 3-run homer to win it in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Pirates in San Francisco today, beginning at 5:05 first pitch. You can hear it on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA with Rich Hill on the mound. Also, Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Boston Celtics host the Miami Heat. Boston looking to try to overcome a 3-0 series deficit at home with a tip-off at 8:30. And the Dallas Stars host the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas is up in the series 3-2. Headlines powered by Bowser, celebrating 40 years serving Pittsburgh.
Pirates are outperforming their own expectations, according to Ben Cherington. He told Greg Brown that on the Ben Cherington show yesterday. They are two games better than where they were last year through 52 games. They're at 500, game and a half out of first place. Last year, they were 7.5 games out of first place at the same time. Pirates a half game out of the wild card spot. They were not in the wild card spot last year at this same time. So they have improved over last year, but I'm still angry. after starting 20-8 to cough it up and give it back as quickly as they have, I think, I mean, it's just cataclysmic failure. I didn't expect them to keep up that pace all year long. Nobody did. I didn't expect them to finish above 500 month in and month out. I thought there would be struggles. There always are in an 162-game season. But the way that they played early, I had faith that they wouldn't totally collapse. I thought if it was going to look like 11 or 12, it might look that way in that they don't finish in a place that you were going to necessarily be proud of, but I didn't think that it would be like this. I think they went 4-24 down the stretch in 2012, something like that. I even said when they were 20-8, that's not going to happen. Well, it did, and so I'm upset about it. But if you're a Pirates fan and you hear Ben Cherington's comments from the last segment and you think, you know what, we have at 26-26 still outperformed our expectations, I do want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Let's go to Danny in Highland Park. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Carl, man?
You tell me.
Normal working stiff I am.
Man, you ain't ever taking a day off, Danny.
I know. I take Sunday off, that's it. But listen, you know I called you every morning when they were on that fantastic, magical ride. And I'm angry, but I'm angry at myself. Because I bought into them, and I didn't take a sober, honest look at the offense. The pitching's the pitching. It's starting to break down some now. But the pitching, you know, we all had reason to believe in it. But the offense, if you look at every single player right now, and you look at what they've done, not just last year, but the last 3 years, they're exactly where they should be. I mean, you can't point to anybody and say, oh, when this guy starts playing up to his potential, when this guy gets hot. No, they're exactly where they should be. The offense was a mirage.
Well, I'll tell you what really bums me out, Danny, and thank you so much for the call. Carlos Santana, who I dubbed a bum before he ever took a swing for the Pirates, was a really good player early. And he's a good base runner. He's a good fielder. I don't want to kill the guy. I'm not going to kill the guy. But he's got one home run since the home opener. So he's underperforming the expectations I had for him. Key Brian Hayes is severely underperforming the expectations I had for him. And maybe that's just shame on me with a guy that's got over 1,000 Major League plate appearances. All I hear is he hits the ball hard, he hits the ball hard, he hits the ball hard. Well, at some point you just are what you are. If he's hitting 260 with a little bit of pop, the way he plays defense, I think you can live with that. But he's not. He was 1-14 in this series with 8 strikeouts, 4 strikeouts yesterday. And yesterday's what did it for me, guys. It was a big-time breaking point. Like, I could buy Ben Cherington's comments. You're sitting there, let's say, 27-25, and you won your first series in May because it was there for the taking yesterday. You regroup, you breathe, and you go, okay, we're 2 games above. We were 4 games below last year, and you are outperforming your expectations, your internal expectations, and hell, the external expectations. But to have the bases loaded in the 10th, get nothing. To have first and third in the 10th, no outs, and get nothing. That game was there for the taking. Also, let Holderman go a little bit longer, or let Bednar go a little bit longer. You know the importance of these games. You know the importance of trying to win a damn series in May. And I do think there's importance to that because you want to get this thing back on track. You need a little bit of confidence. You need to regain your footing. And Stevenson trots out there. Nobody should be surprised that what happened. And Eugenio Suarez, all he does is hit home runs against the Pirates. You move him out to Seattle and he's hitting home runs against the Pirates, for God's sakes. And then what? You got to face Anthony DeSclafani today. I'm sure another Red will shove it up their backside. Anthony in Oakland, hello.
You know, this is either feast or famine with this group here. And it's so frustrating, but it's typical of this dysfunction of this organization for 30 years. They give a manager an extension when they bid against themselves. What would he award any sort of extension? Why? Even 20-8 didn't warrant it.
So what I said at the time, Anthony, and thank you so much for the call. I've screwed the clock up already this morning. Hey, it's a day that ends in Y, and I'm hosting a show. I've screwed up the clock. But I said at the time when they were 20-8, whatever it was, they gave them the extension. They were hot. They were good. They were always going to give him one. So my thought was, they thought, let's give it to him now when no one's going to grouse about it. And if we collapse, well, hey, listen, we gave him the extension when we were good. And if you don't collapse, then, hey, listen, we gave the guy who deserved an extension. The biggest thing for me with Shelton that drives me nuts is this. You could talk about bunting in a certain situation or not bunting in a certain situation or pulling Mitch Keller out of a game, and I think those are all reasonable complaints and fair. But my man was a hitting coach, and this team can't hit. And I don't care if Chris Owings can't hit. Like, I wish he weren't up, but he is what he is. I wish Austin Hedges could hit. He can't. He is what he is. But Key Brian Hayes, where's the development been? You are a hitting coach by trade. It's like when the Steelers' defense sucks or can't stop the run like it did a couple of years ago. I put so much of that on Tomlin because Mike Tomlin came up as a defensive coordinator and he's got his hands all over the defense. When this team can't hit and guys that should be able to hit can't hit, like Key Brian Hayes, who I continue to come back to, well, I put that on the manager because that's how he got this job. He was a hitting coach. Fan Morning Show brought to you by the heating, cooling, and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Here's another thing that really worries me as a Pirates fan. Who from next year's team has helped this year's team? Mitch Keller, yes. Brian Reynolds, yes. David Bednar, Colin Holderman. Castro and Bay have had their moments. Lots of guys have had their moments, particularly early. But the best reason for folks to be optimistic about the Pirates are in double and triple A right now. Again, the four people that I mentioned, obviously, they matter. But during that 20-8 start, everyone was saying, hey, listen, the window was supposed to start next year. And now it's starting this year. This is excellent. And I was one of those people. But your main contributors, like Santana was good early, Andrew McCutchen's been largely good throughout. Are they going to be here next year? Rich Hill, is he going to be here next year? Doubtful. So, how excited can I get about next year when it's all projection? Like, Mitch Keller's found himself, not Mitch Keller, excuse me, Quinn Priester's found himself in AAA. That's great. Andy Rodriguez should be here probably at some point this summer. Henry Davis will be up at some point. But, like, how can I get excited about next year when I can mention those four guys, but not much else gives me a lot of hope. Jiwon Bae, again, has had his moments, even yesterday in the field. Unbelievable. But he's also had his brain dead moments, and I wish he'd hit a little bit better. Like, what about this year's team, apart from the guys that I mentioned, make you excited about next year's team? Am I missing someone, Austin? You're a Pirate head.
Yeah, I don't think you are. I mean, I think you've hit pretty much everything.
Crap!
The only guy that maybe I can think of is Sawinski, if he doesn't hit 210.
That's true. But, like, Sawinski's basically what he was last year.
Splits are a little bit better, but yeah.
They are. He can be one of those guys. He's going to drive us crazy forever. As long as he's a Pirate, he's going to drive us crazy. Because he'll go 2 weeks, and you're like, should he be in double A? And then he'll go 2 weeks where he hits seven homers as an OPS of 1,200, and he'll carry you offensively. But I'm okay with it. If you have a good, long lineup, and he's hitting sixth or seventh, okay, fine. Like, the Pirates early in the year, when everyone was hitting and Austin Hedges in the lineup, okay, fine. You think he provides something for the pitching staff? Great. You can live with him sucking at the dish. But now you can't. I look at next year's team, and I mean, I'm optimistic about guys like Quinn Priester, and I think Luis Ortiz has it. I do. I think he's going to be a good major league pitcher. But now Rowanzi Contreras is in the bullpen and everyone's trying to draw Mitch Keller comparisons. Like, that'd be great if it works out like Mitch Keller. It doesn't always happen like that. Like, Rowanzi Contreras, I was really excited about this year. Almost bought his player tee. I'm a Pirates fan. I buy in for guys. And I've been terribly disappointed. Johan Oviedo, up and down. There's a reason why the Cardinals, a great franchise, were like, yeah, sure. So all the reasons for optimism about next year's team have either disappointed me, have been inconsistent, or are waiting in the wings at triple or double A. And it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be optimistic about those guys, but That 20-8 start doesn't have much, if anything, at all to do with the next year. Except for this one guy. And we'll get to him coming up next. There's something that needs to happen, and I actually have a good idea that it will. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. On Twitter, @_AdamCrowley.
It's Crowley here for Mantality. Do you have low energy, seemingly no motivation? Are you moody, low libido, belly fat, irritable, anxious, even depressed? You could have decreased levels of testosterone. Mantality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel their very best. Go to lowtusa.com. Board-certified physicians provide a complete physical exam, a consultation, complete blood panel, and results to see if you're right for an FDA-approved testosterone treatment covered by most insurance. Be yourself again. Check them out, lowtusa.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The last thing Austin said before I turned the microphone on was, remember Josh Van Meter. So, you know, I guess this year is better than last year. At least they gave us hope for that month. But they dangled the dream and now they've taken it away. I think, and I keep saying this, I've said it over and over and over. If the rotation would just simply stay healthy, I think that they'd have a shot to be around 500. Because I do believe in this rotation, and I do believe in the back end of this bullpen. But Velasquez, he goes down with the same injury again, you'd have to assume. I mean, that ain't good. And I'm purely speculating, not a doctor. I did go to school for 5.5 years at West Virginia, not a doctor. But doesn't this have Tommy John written all over it? Or at least, aren't those the fears? Elbow hurts, ouchie, IL. Rehab assignment, comes back to the bigs. Elbow hurts, ouchie, IL. I don't like it. And now Contreras is in the bullpen. There is one silver lining here. One thing I think Pirates fans would be all for. Andrew McCutchen told Jason Mackey the other day he'd love to come back. Now, that's a good sign for where Andrew McCutchen believes this team is going. He's also played well this year. But if I'm the Pirates, I say, hey, Andrew, right now, put the piece of paper in front of him. 1 year, $5 million, same as this season. take it or we'll keep talking. It wouldn't be a take it or leave it thing, but hey, you want to come back next year? 1 year, $5 million? I mean, we got guys we want to play in the outfield next season, no doubt about that. But McCutcheon's only played in the outfield one time since April. Well, two times technically, but one time in the starting lineup. That was yesterday since April. You've got the DH. I would bring Andrew McCutcheon back next year. And if he takes a step back, he doesn't play as well, well, you still got him in the clubhouse. And, I mean, I think at bare minimum, McCutcheon's always going to get on base. Like, he can take walks in his sleep. He's a valuable piece to keep around. If he's the 25th man on your roster, if he ages into that, I think you're in a pretty good spot. So he wants to be back, I'd make sure he is back. But I'm discouraged by the Pirates where they sit right now. Ben Cherington said yesterday that they're outperforming their own projections. Greg Brown asked him if he thought that they'd be, or if the numbers told him that they'd be at or around 500 at this point in the season, and he said no. And this without G-Man Choi, who I do think is a bigger loss than Pirates fans probably realize. This without O'Neill Cruz, which is obviously a massive loss for the Pirates. Without JT Brubaker, who had a really good spring. But I can't see it the same way that they do. All the expectations I had before the year, have they outperformed them in a sense, being at 500 right now? Yeah, sure they have. But when you start out 20-8 and then wind up 26-26, I can't look at that second part of it, as anything other than a failure. For you to give it back that quickly is a disaster. Got this tweet from Happy Pappy. The Pirates are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, I was born in 1990. More often than not, it's a box full of poop. And that's kind of what we have right now. Last year, the Pirates were two games worse than they are right now. Four games under 500, and they lost 100 games. I don't think they're going to lose 100 games. But I wouldn't be shocked now if they lose 90. Where do you think they go from here? At 412-928-9370. And on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley. Up next, they're making a movie about a Pittsburgh athlete. And they should be making it about another athlete. We'll get to that. It's Adam Crowley, Fan Morning Show.
I'm Austin Bechtel for Fan Headlines. Pirates lost to the Seattle Mariners yesterday, 6-3 in extra innings. As former Cincinnati Red, Eugenio Suarez had a 3-run home run to down the Bucks in the 10th inning. Pirates in San Francisco today, 5:05 first pitch. Rich Hill opposite Anthony DeSclafani. Pirates are 500, 26-26 overall. You can hear the game on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA, beginning with the pregame show at 4:40. Headlines powered by Bowser, celebrating 40 years of serving Pittsburgh. And for more Fan headlines, visit 937thefan.com.
I think it's far more likely now that Rich Hill is on some other roster by the end of the year than him finishing with the Pirates, where I didn't think that through 28 games. I thought, why not? Let's keep him around. What are you really going to get for Rich Hill anyway? Now at 26-26, after losing 100 games last year with a record slightly worse than this one this year, I think they're probably destined to lose 90 games now this season. Rich Hill ain't going to be here. And I guess the positive there, if you're looking for spin, and I guess I am, is that'll open up a spot for Quinn Priester. You give him an opportunity later on in the season, see what happens. I mean, you do almost have a logjam in your starting rotation. I would like to see Roansy Contreras continue to pitch in the rotation. I don't mind a little reset here, but ultimately I want that guy to be a starter because I think he can do it. I do. I want Oviedo to continue to get an opportunity. I want Luis Ortiz to, now that he's here, stay here and work on his craft here at the major league level. What more does he need to prove and learn at AAA? He was working on that changeup. Well, I think it plays. And we've seen up and down results from him, but you'll have that with a young pitcher. But I do not think Rich Hill's going to finish the season here. I just don't. McCutcheon, on the other hand, that's one guy I would not trade at the deadline. I would pay him. I'd sign him to a one-year, $5 million deal for next season. Right now, I might even be willing to go Rich Hill money for him. Pay him $7.5 million. Ooh, really break the bank there for Andrew McCutcheon. 412-928-9370. At the top of the hour, a former Steeler wants to be a current Steeler. We'll get to that, but Kenny Pickett's car got stolen. May or may not have been when he was doing an interview with the PM team. Do you think that the car Do you think the person who tried to steal the car, did steal the car, wanted to return it after leafing through Matt Canada's playbook? Like, he sees it's just two pieces of loose leaf paper that says, don't throw it in the middle of the field. Jet sweep. Just a bunch of different formations with the same plays. There's a bunch of different formations with jet sweeps. I did see and I heard Joe Starkey talking about this on Friday with Ron Cook. Drew Maggi thinks they're going to make a movie about him. The same peeps that did Miracle, that did that Invincible, is that what it was called, movie about the guy who played for the Philadelphia Eagles, the special teamer? The people that made those movies, and Miracle's one of the best sports movies of all time, have contacted Drew Maggi about making the movie. And Drew says, oh, we're only scratching the surface. People don't know half of it. Well, I don't want to be this guy. Should I be this guy, Austin? Do I really want to watch a Drew Maggi movie?
Depends on how long the movie is. What if it's like a one-hour documentary?
I mean, I don't need a Drew Maggi documentary. Like, it was cute. It was great. Congratulations to him on making it up to the big leagues, but eh.
Would it be like a Disney movie?
Yes. Yes, but so was Miracle.
Yeah.
Miracle was Disney. And I remember, I mean, I was young when it was coming out. I was watching Disney Channel all the time. They'd run the promos, and they'd do features, and I was like, please don't be campy and stupid. And it wasn't. It was awesome. So Disney could do a good job, but I just don't think there's enough there for the masses. Like, unless Drew Maggi himself was this over-the-moon interesting guy, and I'm not saying he is or isn't. I don't know. But I don't know if people outside of Pittsburgh have any interest in that movie. I will say the Pirates have gone a total crap since Drew Maggi left. Causation, correlation. I don't think it's because he's gone, although he's hitting 333. Did you hear what he's hitting in the minors since he got sent back down?
I did not see it, no.
As of Friday, because I haven't gone back and looked this up, he's hitting 190.
Not ideal.
He was never a guy that, based on his success, deserved to be called up. It was based on proximity and the fact that the Pirates needed a body. And I'm happy. I think career, MLB's hitting 333, and that's going to be the way it finishes. But I would much rather see a movie about Kenny Pickett's car getting stolen than a movie about Drew Maggi. You think Bill Belichick had anything to do with it? Actually, I saw it was a guy named Chris Carter. So maybe it was the ESPN analyst / former Vikings receiver, or perhaps it's the guy who writes for the Post-Gazette. Maybe Chris Carter, formerly of DKPittsburghSports.com, needed a car. Who's to say? Make the movie. Coming up next, a former Steeler wants to be a current Steeler. And it has me thinking about old times. And I got a simple question. We'll get to that next. It's the Fan Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here. Sun is shining. Time to get a great deal on Silverados and Colorados. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com. We'll let KDKA handle that in a moment. But first,
hey, you know what the world wants? Winners. I mean, it's just that simple. You either win or you lose. The world wants winners. That's how it works. Colin Dunlap here to tell you about some winners. Some winners who I know. Shenderovich, and Fishman. Got the numbers to back it up, too. 99.7% success rate. I mean, that's winning. That's winning a lot. Some more numbers. 25%. That's their fee. Not 40% like some other firms out there. Shenderovich, and Fishman, they charge 25%. That's getting it done. 1-888-98-TWINS. Some more numbers. That's 1-888-98-TWINS. That's the only number that you need when you're injured in an accident. You give them a call, you pay 25%, and you're going to win with that 99.7% success rate. A lot of firms out there want to charge you 40%, not Shenderovich, and Fishman. Again, 25%. 1-888-98-TWINS. Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet.
I'm Austin Bechtel for Fan Headlines. Pirates lost yesterday 6-3 in extra innings to the Seattle Mariners. Bucks begin a three-game set in San Francisco today. 5:05 first pitch, with the pregame beginning at 4:40. And you can hear it on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA as Rich Hill takes the mound for the Bucks opposite former Cincinnati Reds foe Anthony DeSclafani. Pirates at 26-26 overall. Also, Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Boston Celtics host the Miami Heat. Heat were up 3-0. Boston looking to clinch and face Denver in the NBA Finals. Dallas Stars also host the Vegas Golden Knights at 8. Vegas up 3-2. Headlines powered by Bowser, celebrating 40 years serving Pittsburgh.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.